This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
And on this 36th anniversary of this program, which began back in July, the third week in 1989, we're wishing good luck to all you fishing rodeo contestants in the Grand Isle Fishing Rodeo, the oldest saltwater fishing rodeo in the world. Also over in Venice, those in the Faux Pas Rodeo. Got live reports coming up from Darryl Carpenter, and we're getting him from Grand Isle. We got some other field reporters out there. And you can be one for us if you had a successful fishing trip this week. We'd love to include it along with your comments and questions. We'll put it with the reports we get from our professional captains and marina operators. It's simple to do it. You just text us. Your message comes in real time to the studio at 504-260-1870. And it's fourth quarter, two-minute warning, whatever you want to call it, warning for the Louisiana duck hunters who would like to see a change in the state's waterfowl hunting zone for the next five seasons. I'll tell you how you can help change from the current east-west to a north-south zone when we talk to Captain Ryan Lambert. And speaking of Captain Ryan Lambert, had a great trip with him this week. It was a fish of a lifetime for young 13-year-old Miguel Seguera. Will tell you that story. And also, hear from another kid. Outstanding, amazing catch on a Mai Mai. 11-year-old Britton will be checking in with us, and you'll hear his story of his fish he took to win in the Mississippi Billfish Tournament a couple weekends ago. All right, we also have a bad boy of the outdoors feature. This week we got five of them. Count them, five bad boys from South Mississippi. Their guilty pleas have earned them a total ban on hunting anywhere in the world for their specified probation periods. We'll tell you about that. Looking at the forecast today, I kind of got some mixed stuff in here. I guess depending on if you happen to catch some of those little squalls, it could be a little different direction on the winds and the speeds. But for the most part, if you're headed offshore, 2 to 3 foot seas, got a southerly wind. That's for today. On interior lakes and bays, southeast wind at 5. And tomorrow we're looking at 5 to 10 offshore, and also south winds at about 5 knots and light tomorrow. Average tide rain, got a pretty good water movement out there. We got 1.6 average tide. Rain chances, well, 60% today. You know, a lot of people are going to get rains, but some of it's going to be passing through and will be short-lived, and others will get a pretty good dose of it. Going to lighten up tomorrow at 20%. And lighten up as we get into the rest of the week. Mississippi River continues to drop 6.3. on the scale, and that's pretty good stuff right there. All right, we've also got a bridge closure going to be taking place at Shell Beach near the Hopedale area in Wycloski. That's that last bridge you cross, and if you hang the left, like Robbie says, you go to Shell Beach, you hang the right, you go down to Hopedale. We'll get the time when that'll happen because you don't want to be stuck. It's going to be about a two-hour closure, so you need to either get in or out of Dodge, depending on which way you're headed. If you headed to the Grand Isle Tarpon Rodeo, the pavilion down there is going to open at 11 a.m. And they'll also open the scales to the kids to weigh their fish. That's going to go on until 2 o'clock. And the final day of the kids' crab race takes place. So get your kid registered for the crab races. And then at noon, they've got a DJ and the activities start at the pavilion. And the scales will close at 2 o'clock for the kids, 6 o'clock for the adults. And then from 6 to 8 p.m., they got music on the pavilion. And at 8:30, that's when they begin to give out the rodeo awards in a ceremony. And it all wraps up with that grand prize drawing of $10,000. That'll be at 9:15, and I'm sure the partying will go on the island. It's a great weekend. Lots of activities taking place. I want to say hello to the taxidermists who will be gathering, the Louisiana Taxidermy Association down in Breaux Bridge. I'll be down there as a guest speaker a little bit later on. Looking forward to meeting and seeing some of the old faces over there at that Taxidermy Association meeting. All right, we come back after this. We headed to Shell Beach. Robbie Campo's waiting on us, waiting to give you some good information. You'll get it right after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Network. Oh, yeah, they got some real proud shrimp down there at Campos Marina. Robbie joins us now to give us a little bit of an update. Robbie, we got a blessing of the fleet taking place down there, and I got a couple of conflicting times on when that Wycloski Bridge is going to be closed. Butch says it's going to be between 1 and 3. Is that correct?
You know, I was told yesterday 12 to 1:30. I'm not sure, but if you're coming down this way, whether you're going to fish Shell Beach or Hopedale, it really doesn't matter. You just need to be back across that thing. To play it safe, I would say for 11 quarter to 12, I would be back across over there and get out of here so you don't get trapped. Because if not, you're going to be watching a boat parade. That's all, you know. And it's not a bad thing. It's just, no. You know, most people want to just go home, you know what I mean, after being out here. But, Butch runs the bridge, so he should know. You know what I mean? So, yeah. But what I could say is, either way, you know, I tell you, Don, you know, we'll get back into some fishing around here. I mean, it was a tough week. We had multiple rain showers. We had southwest winds. We had west wind. We had northwest wind. That made conditions a little bit tough for guys this week. Didn't do a whole lot this week. I mean, most of the guys had to go, you know, get up in the marsh and try to fish a few redfish. The guys that could, that, you know, had a little bit bigger boat, made it, you know, fished the long rocks, but they struggled. It was a struggling week. Yesterday we had a little bit of wind shift and a wind blew out of the south. So the long rocks saved the day for most of the people yesterday. And I think that's, and the wind's diminished. We have no wind down here right now. It's dead calm down here right now. So I think those guys will be able to get out into the sound today and go into BLY and go, go to Christmas Camp Lake, and go, places like fish over to Oyster Reef and Comfort Island, you know, where that was rough to get to yesterday. So hopefully that happens and those guys will get out there and catch some fish today. The fish are there, Don, is just having the conditions and, you know, with these squalls blowing up and, you know, making conditions where it's just not safe to go. So, but anyway, hopefully today will be a game changer. It's like hitting the reset button, old Don, and we just come on down and we'll see what's going to happen today, you know, because every day is a new day. So we'll see what happens today. And again, we got plenty of shrimp in the tanks. So if you do want to go fishing, hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us.
Yeah, and make sure if you're headed down there for an afternoon trip and you go a little bit early, be aware that bridge could be opened up right there at Wycloski. That's not a bad little event. I've been down there for the Blessing of the Fleet. Some people may want to go down there to see it. Tell them what it's all about.
Well, every year they do an annual boat blessing, originally it was planned for – they used to bless the shrimp boats for the opening of the white season, which the fall white shrimp season that's happening, you know, here in August. And that was the tradition for the last 100 years, I guess. But, now it's for whoever wants to ride in it, you know what I mean? So you don't have to be a shrimp boat to ride in it and have your boat blessed. You could be a charter captain, oyster boat, whatever you got. If you just want your boat blessed, get up in a boat parade and ride in it and get your boat blessed by the priest and have a good time. This is what it's about. It's a once-a-year thing, annual thing that's been going on forever and a day down here. Next week, I think, will be Delacroix Island have their annual boat blessing. But every town around this coast usually has one. So, a fishing community town has one. So, you know, that's what it's about. So come on down. You can have a good time. Remember, no wake zones. You will have Marine Patrol out today. You don't want to get a ticket doing that. Be respectful of other people's stuff. You know, riding, you know, acting crazy, that's not going to be tolerated because St. Bernard Sheriff's Office will be here. They'll have this place will be crawling with police officers after a while. So, but that's what it's about, Don. It's just an annual boat blessing. Come on down and join the festivities, and we're going to have something over here at Tiwi's tonight, and it's going to be fun.
Very good. And to remind people, don't forget to get that CCA star ticket. There was another tagged redfish caught by a youngster who was not signed up. So the truck is still available.
Oh, my God. You know, Don, I don't understand it. These guys, look, there's no way that I would leave the dock without having a star tournament ticket. No way. All these great prizes that they have, You know, I wonder if there was ever a year that they didn't give the truck away. This might be it. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know if they ever had a year that they didn't give it away. But maybe so. I'd have to ask Rad Trash of that and see. But this might be one of them years, Don. If you don't get the ticket and you keep catching tag fish and don't have the ticket, not good, huh?
All you got is one fish to eat and a story to tell for the rest of your life. That's what you get if you don't get it. Don't be that guy.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah,
all right, Robbie.
Correct.
Got it. Robbie, thanks for the report as always. Y'all have the rest of the great weekend down there. We'll see you next Saturday.
Yes, sir. Talk to you later, Don. Bye-bye.
All right, Robbie Campo at Campo's Marine. All right, I got a report from Captain Kirk Stansel. I'll share that with you, what he shared with us when we come back. Also tell you about some upcoming rodeos. We got two big ones going on this weekend in Grand Isle and also in Venice, but there's more to come, and there's more to come right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Work. All right, for those of you who like to fish the Calcasieu area over there in Big Lake, I got a report from Captain Kirk Stansel with Hackberry Rod and Gun. Unfortunately, he had another commitment. He couldn't be with us in person, but he did send me some good information. He says the fishing this week has been good. They're catching trout in the 15 to 20 inch size along the ship channel ledges, the jetty, and out on the beachfront. Now, down south, they're using a quarter ounce jig head early, but after the first hour, switch over to the live bait. They're using live shrimp and finger mullet. Those are the best bet to put some fish in the boat. But be ready and be prepared to deal with a lot of trash fish. And I dealt with some of that myself this week. On trash fish, meaning catfish, hardheads, gaff top, that type of thing. And also some smaller trout if you're going to be throwing shrimp. The finger mullet, you rig them Carolina style. That's been his go-to for the bigger fish, and you don't get as many of those trash fish. Redfish, they are showing up at the jetty and in the marsh. That's down by the mouth of the bayous and the canal. Use the gulp mullet for the artificial, and then throw the shrimp and finger mullet just like you're doing for the trout. Use it for the reds. Hadn't had much effect from the two little storms they had, and yesterday pretty much stayed dry. Very little rain out that way. So a good report out from the southwest from my buddy Captain Kirk Stancil. All right, let me check our text message board here at 504-260-1870. Got a good morning, Don. Long time checking in. Just wanted to give a little shout out to a fishing charter by the Old Fort Pike off Chef Highway. His name is Captain Nathan Thigpen with Backlash Fishing Charters. That's a strange name, Backlash. That doesn't sound good. Anyway, I'm sure it's fun. 985-285-5014. They offer A1 service. He took me and the crew out to the Biloxi Marsh. They pulled up some very nice speckled trout. They had a blast. That is Gumbo and the crew, Jarvis and Uncle. So, yeah, if you want to do a review and rate a fishing guide service you enjoyed, yeah, we'd love to put that information out. Those guys do a heck of a job in providing a service that a lot of people without them wouldn't be able to enjoy. Here's one says, good morning, Don. Yes, it's been 36 years, but still going strong. And like you, I'm going strong, too. But I have more years under my belt than you. That's from Richard Ignatius, listening to us up in Mount Hermon. Richard, I used to know Ignatius that was an attorney. Was that any relative family of yours? All right, we got our buddy Wingbone. Like usual, he's working on turkey calls and listening to the show. He said, this one's been a pain in his neck. Well, you know, every now and then you get those little bumps in the road. I'm sure you'll overcome it, Wingbone. And we got the backstrap stacker. He's also in Alabama. He says, congratulations on the 36 years as we roll into August. It's about time to start gearing up for the hunting season. We're 6 weeks out for dove season. About time to get ready. You know, I'm like you. This time of the year, everyone's thoughts start turning to the fall and to hunting. I tell you, I was telling my friend Janice yesterday, I am done with summer. I'm ready for some cooler, dry weather and get into those hunting seasons. All right, here's one from our friend David Hubble, also an Alabama listener, wishing us a happy 36th anniversary, and he's looking for 36 more. Well, we'll see about that, but thank you so much for that. Appreciate it, David. All right, I've got another event coming up in Alabama. It's called the Billfish Limited Tournament. 26 years, it'll be kicking off July 31st through August the 3rd. It's going to be the Mobile Big Game Fish Club dock at Orange Beach. And this is another one of those big money tournaments. If you were tuned in last week, we talked to Donnie Rouse, who won a billfish tournament over that way, not this past weekend, but the weekend before. And he had a fish that was worth over $400,000. Some big fishing and big money. And aboard that boat, the Grocery Isle was the name of the team and the boat. We're going to be talking to a young man named Britton who caught a winning fish, first place fish, outstanding fish. In fact, you can see that on my Facebook page. We got a picture of him with his Mai Mai, a nice big fat Mai Mai fish. Check it out. All right, we also have, if you want to hunt bear, they're going to open up the lottery this coming Monday, and the applications will be taken through August the 28th, and it's going to be held in Black Bear Management Areas 1, 2, and 4, which doesn't mean nothing unless you're looking at the map, and you could find that on their website. From December 6th through December 21st, this year they're going to give 26 permits. If you remember last year, there were 11, so they're increasing the amount of bear that will be taken. And if you do get chosen by lottery, you have to attend a bear hunting training course. And of course, it's limited to the males, cubs, and the females are not legal to harvest. And a cub is defined as any bear less than or equal to 75 pounds. And this is the second year that they've had this, and it was brought on by popular demand. Bear hunting has not been done for decades in this state, and thanks to the Black Bear Program, there are now an excess of bears, and the population's been restored to where there are now bears that are available to be taken and without curtailing and hurting the resource, because there's not a week goes by where somebody in Louisiana is not bothered by bears on their deer feeders or in their camps and raiding things. So, in fact, they're doing some damage to some of the agricultural equipment out in the field, too. So it's kind of like the alligator situation. We brought them back from near extinction to where there's plenty of alligators and enough alligators to allow a hunting season. Pretty much the same situation with Louisiana black bear. If you want to get in on it and try to get yourself a permit and hunt a black bear, go to the Wildlife and Fisheries website and check it out. You've got until August the 28th to get your application in. All right, we're looking for text messages. Be glad to have some of them at 504-260-1870. And if you've been hot this, and it has been so far a hot summer, very humid along the Gulf Coast, I got a suggestion on how you might cool off a little bit later this week. We'll tell you how to do it right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, the 75th Annual Empire South Pass Tarpon Rodeo, we got another big one going to be held next week, July 31st, August 1st, and August 2nd. This one will be headquartered at the Empire Boat Harbor. So if you want to get in on some seasonal fishing rodeos, that's a good one for you right there. All right, got some text messages coming in. We have this text board, and we get instant time into the studio at 504-260-1870. Unfortunately, we can't take photographs. So if you want to send me some pictures, either send them to my Facebook page or you can do it on my website. In fact, we got some really interesting things that we put up there this week, including a little short interview with myself and Captain Ryan Lambert about the changing of the zones for the waterfowl hunters in Louisiana. And also that picture we talked about with Butch Ridgedale on the Kayak Report, that awesome picture of Chris Holmes with a tarpon that he caught in a kayak. But the picture, it maybe outdoes the catch, if you know what I mean. Check it out. It's at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. All right, we'll get to some of these texts and also tell you how you can stay cool in this hot summer weather. A little suggestion for you. We'll be back to do that. But first, we pause a quick 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, earlier we got a text from Richard listening to us up in Mount Hermon, and I asked about a relative that was an attorney. He says, yes, that was my Uncle Ignatius in Folsom. Or are you talking about my brother Val, who was also a lawyer? No, it was you. He says, I think you may have met him on a fishing trip years ago. He passed away several years ago along with my uncle and my dad, Sam Ignatius, who was an attorney, and he lived to be 100 years and 2 months. Well, you can't say he didn't get his money's worth, huh? Lived to be 100 and got to fish. Can't ask for much more than that. All right, here's one from Big E in Thibodaux. He says, I watched your tribute to Dutch's Corner. This is on Bayou Wild TV, talking about our friend Dutch Prager. That was the best thing I watched last week. Everyone needs to watch and listen to this episode. I never knew Mr. Dutch, but after watching this, I feel like he's a very close friend. Thanks for sharing this with us, Mr. Don. That's Big E listening to us from Thibodaux. Well, glad to hear that, and thank you, Big E. Yeah, that was a outstanding feature. We actually went with Captain Mike Gallo and also Glenn Shure of Standard Mapping and a couple of Dutch's fishing buddies, and we went to his favorite fishing spot in the marsh, the Biloxi Marsh, and we actually had it named on the Standard Mapping map, a place called Dutch's Corner, and as luck would have it, Dutch helped us catch a few redfish while we were there. So check it out, Bayou Wild TV. You can go back and look at all the past episodes. They're on our Bayou Wild YouTube channel. And my suggestion, I was talking about staying cool on these hot days, just watch this week's show. It's a replay of our adventures on the Kenai. We made several trips. In fact, I've made 17 trips to Alaska to do fishing of all types. We've got video on top of video. Next week, you'll see another feature called the Alaskan Offshore Adventure. We fished rivers. We fished marshes up there. We fished in the Gulf of Alaska and the open waters, and always had a great time up there. And the good thing was you leave in July and August in Louisiana where it's in the 90s with high humidity. And you get up in Alaska, and some days it got down as low as the 30s and probably never got any higher than 70. So it's a wonderful place. I tell you, next to Louisiana and Gulf Coast, Alabama, Mississippi, may not be a better place than Alaska for sportsmen. And if you want to know where to find Bayou Wild TV, in fact, it airs a lot of our stations on Saturdays. In fact, about an hour from now, it airs on Fox 15 out of Lafayette, KADN. That's one of our affiliates at 6:30. And if you can listen to the radio and watch TV at the same time, there you go. You can get both of them. In Baton Rouge, it will air on tomorrow on My16. And it also is available on WBXH's cable channel on AT&T, Cox, Etel, and you can even get it on the antenna at channel 9.4. That'll be tomorrow at 12:30. And we're in the River Parishes on REV at 12:30 today, 5:30 tomorrow, and 2 o'clock on Tuesdays. Just about 20 minutes from now, it will be on and Fox 29. That's SWLA. That's out ABC affiliate in southwest Louisiana. You can catch it there. And Thursday nights, we're on the Southeastern Channel, 6 p.m. Thursdays. That's in the Tangipahoa area. But if you can't get any of these other stations, in New Orleans it aired just a little while ago. It airs at 4 a.m. You can check out our YouTube, BayouWildTV.com, and look right there, and you'll find it on the YouTube channel, all of the past shows. Each and every one of them. All right, when we come back from this break, we're going to be joined by an ugly fishing charter. That's what he goes by. You've heard him before. Captain Patrick Garmison joins us to give a fishing report from that Mobile area. And I got to tell you, they had some good results from the 92nd Annual Alabama Deep Sea Fishing Rodeo. Didn't have any record breakers, but some very impressive sharks, a 690-pound tiger shark. They also had some really good king mackerel, a 55.6-pound, won that one, and a huge red snapper. I think it was somewhere in the neighborhood of 33 pounds. Also, a lot of speckled trout coming in, and I'll tell you what the Department of Conservation and Marine Resources Division of Alabama has to say about their speckled trout assessment over there. We'll be back with Captain Patrick right after we pause this 3 minutes for our sponsors to give you some very important messages. Remember our sponsors, they are so important to keep this show for you free. We're back right after this. Well, that's some pretty good walk-up music for our next guest, Captain Patrick Garmison of Ugly Fishing Charters. Fishes the Mobile Bay area, Dauphin Island, all those areas over there, and we've got a great FM affiliate over there, 106.5 FM Talk, and we got a lot of people interested in finding about Alabama fishing, so Captain Patrick joins us occasionally to update us, and here we are midsummer. Patrick, what can you tell us? How's it been? What are some of the trends, and what's going on this year over there?
Man, I appreciate the walk-up music. I haven't had that before. I like that.
I thought you'd like that. I thought you might want to incorporate that into your website. It's pretty catchy.
Yeah, it is. Oh, man. So we're right slap in the middle of the summer pattern right now. On the days where we don't have a lot of, like if we go through a couple of days where we're not getting any rain, these water temperatures are scorching hot. 86, 87 degrees starting out your morning, peaking out at 93, 94 degrees on the way in. Some of the things that have been successful for us, one is keeping an opportunistic mindset, kind of take what you get. I feel like if you go out there this time of year and just dead set on one particular type of fish, it can be challenging, and there's, you know, if you got really high heat and you're getting frustrated with a particular fish not biting, then you are, you're going to get irritated and not enjoy your day as well as you could. So, that's one for sure tip I want people to take away from right this time of year is just take what you can get. But On the speckled trout front, most mornings we are trying to go and target speckled trout. We're actually out here. My son and I, we started out about 2 o'clock this morning. We've been hitting some lights, catching some speckled trout and redfish, and that's a good way to beat the heat and get some trout in the boat that way. But as far as during the day, we're doing a variety of tactics. We'll fish top water and try to locate a bite that way. Sometimes the top water is just the best thing going. You may be able to stick with the top water and you can try various other things, and the top water tends to just keep getting it done on into the morning, especially if you do have a little cloud cover like we do when we do have some storms around. So outside of that, live bait, you got to kind of keep a lot of options. You can keep it kind of narrow on just live croakers, but I find that keeping a variety is really key for me. Finger mullet are readily available around pretty much anywhere you're fishing right now in Mobile Bay and Mississippi Sound. So you cast net some finger mullet and live croakers, live shrimp, and man, just this time of year, throwing the tackle box at them can often be a good way to get you a mess of speckled trout.
Well, that's figuratively. Don't really throw the box, but use what's in it to your advantage.
Yeah.
Patrick, you know, here in Louisiana, after a lot of gnashing of teeth and a valley of tears, we finally made some changes in our speckled trout limit. We went to a 13-inch minimum, reduced the limit to 15 per person. You can keep only two over 20 inches. Now, 5 years ago in Alabama, they reduced the bag to 6 fish per person, slot limit of 15 to 22, and you can keep one over 22. How has that worked for you guys? What can we look forward to by increasing the minimum size and reducing the bag limit? Has the fishing improved on the size of speckled trout and the quantity over the last 5 years as far as what you've seen?
I don't think we've really seen an increase of either, really. I think what we've done is we've kind of put it into a more of a maintenance mode and protected what we had. I don't know that you can really see a reversal in fish quantity through angler efforts. I think a lot of that's got to do with habitat. I think you increase the habitat, and if you take a little bit away from your anglers on what they're able to keep, but you really boost your habitat, I think you can really start making leaps and bounds, strides towards improving your fish stocks. But in my opinion, I think reducing bag limits and basically just reducing the amount of fish that anglers are able to keep are kind of a method on the way of stopping the bleeding. And as far as improving, I think it takes multiple aspects to really improve the stocks. So
very good.
That's my opinion. It may not be popular. It may not be right. But that's my opinion on it.
Well, you're in the trenches out there, seeing it every day, and been doing it for a long time. Patrick, if somebody wants to book a trip with you in the Mobile, Dauphin Island area, what's the best way to get you? I know you got a great website.
Yeah, I appreciate it. The website's uglyfishing.com. If they're looking just to check availability, there's a check availability button there, and it'll take them to my live calendar. They'll be able to check out what my availability is. They can book online, and all my contact information is there as well. So the easiest thing to do is uglyfishing.com.
Very good, Patrick. Y'all enjoy the rest of your morning. Great way to beat the heat, get that early morning start. And I hope to see you soon. I think I may be back over there with our buddy Lucio and get a chance to see you again.
Let's do it, Don. I appreciate it, buddy.
All right. Thank you. Patrick Garmison, uglyfishing.com. All right. We come back after this. We'll take you down to Grand Isle. Captain Darrell Carpenter in the midst of one of the biggest rodeos. It's the oldest, in fact, saltwater event in the world. And we're back with his report right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, for nearly 100 years, there's been a rodeo going on in Grand Isle, a fishing rodeo, that is. I know people listening in other areas of the country hear me talking about rodeos. They think about bucking broncos and bulls. No, it's fishing down here, and we got a big one going on this weekend. And down in the middle of that area, Captain Darrell Carpenter operates RealScreamers.com, his fishing charter. And, Darrell, I guess the island has swollen. Hopefully it doesn't sink from all the traffic down there from the visitors.
Yeah, Don, you can obviously tell. I mean, 4th of July seems to be becoming our big event now, but you can obviously tell there's a lot more people on the island. The trend looks like this year is a lot of private parties at private camps, because there's some of them even have tents set up in the front yard with private bands at these individual camps. So, yeah, the population has swollen a little bit. And it looks like it's a good thing they planned some of those land-based events, because, man, this week has been brutal. Earlier in the week, we started out, you know, leaving pre-dawn. We're leaving in 90-plus degree water. Then what, Wednesday we had 20, 25 out of the north. Of course, the weatherman scared a lot of people away during the week, too. But Thursday was about the best fishing day. It was overcast, 5 miles an hour wind, and drizzling all day, so it kept you good and cool. Yesterday, slip around, and, you know, we've got 20, 25 out of the south. So there was a little bit of boat traffic. It was strange. You could tell it was a hard situation to deal with because the boat traffic was mostly offshore boats running around in the bay. But, you know, some fishing has been done. Look, man, they got a good, beautiful 173-pound tarpon that's winning the tarpon division. Today, I believe today's the last day, so that leaderboard will swap up a little bit, I'm sure, because people hold their fish to the last day. Or if you've got a big enough boat, they've been out there braving it, you know, for a 2-3-day trip offshore. But it's been a little bit tough, man. I mean, we were fighting a 2-foot tide with all that wind we had. So it really muddied up the water a lot. Wednesday was, what, probably 3-foot waves in the bay itself. So moving around to any type of fishing spots was a little bit tough. We're settling into that summer pattern where you've got a lot of small fish showing up. Look, if you want to entertain the kids, there's all the little small white trout you could ever want, especially on the beach and on the rocks in front of Grand Isle. It's a good time to take, if you need a kid that you need to hold their attention, it's a good time to take them out and just let them play and catch a handful of fish. Speckled trout, redfish, some have been around the rocks on the beach. And other than that, you're kind of having to run and gun and scratch for them because it's that typical 92, 93 degree water. And it drives them a little bit deeper and makes them a little lethargic. You know, a lot of people don't realize that hot water just doesn't hold air. So if you want a fish to be real active, you don't want it in that. You're not looking for 92-degree water. That would be like you and I being on a 12,000-foot mountaintop in Colorado trying to jog. We would be sitting down just, you know, gasping for air because it just isn't that much. So, you know, you got to kind of – now, I will say this. This cloud cover and all this rain has dropped in water temperature significantly. We're in the mid-80s. So, hey, we need some of this rain and some of this cloud cover to kind of cool this water off a little bit.
I'm going to talk to Brendan Bayard with the Paddler's Report a little bit later on, but what can you tell us about bull reds coming around the passes? Are they starting to show up because we're getting awful close to the big ride, the bull?
Yeah, Don, the bull reds are getting to where they're very prolific. In fact, one of the boats that I talked to that went out yesterday in that wind, they went and hid in the marsh and, you know, was hoping for something, for some kids to get on the board. And the problem was is all the reds they caught were bulls, so they weren't able to bring any of them back. So the bull reds are scattered out everywhere. They're starting to show up more and more in the past. There's been a lot of black drum. We had a couple of bulls this week on the beach. And then you're getting that random report that when you're in the right place at the right time, you have those massive schools of bulls running up and down the beach chasing the pogies and everything right now. So it's just a matter of time. They're going to start moving inside. Some of them already have. You give it another 2-3 weeks for sure, and those bulls will be lining that pass just stacked on top of each other like cardboard.
Very good. Darryl, thanks for that report. Everybody's going to be headed down to the island. A big party going on there late tonight. If you're into that kind of stuff, they have live music at the pavilion. And if you want to get a fishing trip in this summer before school opens, it's closing down on us. Tell us how to get you, Darryl.
Well, they can find me on your website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. They can find it on RealScreamers.com. Or just pick up the phone at 225-937-6288.
All right, my friend, stay dry, stay cool. We'll catch up with you next week.
Have a good one, Don, and happy anniversary.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Darryl Carpenter has been with us for a lot of those 36 years that we've been on. All right, when we come back after the top of the hour break, going to get to some of your text messages. We got some field reporters coming up by the name of Captain Mike Gallo, Brendan Bayard with the Paddler's Report, and our plastic man, Captain Ryan Lambert. We're going to talk about a very special fishing trip he and I had, and also why it's the 2-minute warning for duck hunters to get their information in if they'd like to choose an north-south zone rather than east-west. And we're going to hear from Britton Martinolich, and he's going to tell us about a big mahi-mahi he caught during a fishing rodeo off the Alabama coast. All that next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And welcome back into hour number two. Thank you, Mr. Reed Allman. His name came up this week when I was down fishing with Captain Ryan over in Burris. One of our regular listeners from Mandeville is also a mutual friend of our buddy Reed Allman, who recorded that song. And Reed has moved off to Colorado, and he's loving it out there, too. But he does come back to visit us, and always good to see him. Very talented man. He wrote that song for me. And he recorded a song that I wrote, and you hear it a lot of times on this program. Only song I've ever written, and I would never attempt to sing one like he does. But anyway, thanks to Reed Allman, good friend. All right, well, this week we shot two Bayou Wild TV shows. Last Saturday after I left off the air, we met out at a camp on Lake Catherine, and we had a bunch of kids. I call them the Crabby Kids, and we had a great time catching crabs, and they were pulling each other around on the float pads and the rafts and just having a good old time. We balled crabs and ate them, and it's going to be called Enjoying, you know, the Summer Lake Time. And we had my granddaughter Isabel and her cousins, Josie, Camille. The neighbor Stella came over. We had Dean from Dean LeCocq, our cameraman's young son, who's also works with us. He did a great job on explaining how to boil seafood. And little young Emma, beautiful little girl, and they all had a great time in explaining how exactly you go about catching crabs. So be looking forward to that. The other show we recorded was another very special show. You know, we work with the folks at Hunt of a Lifetime. A lot of times it turns into a fishing of a lifetime. And terminal children with terminal illnesses make a wish, and they want to, whatever their hunting trip or fishing trip of a lifetime would be. This case was a 13-year-old boy who has leukemia. He's gone through his third year of a treatment. And his mother, Arabella, his name is Miguel Sutera. They came down to Cajun Fishing Adventures, and guys like Captain Ryan Lambert, who are very generous, that have the resources to put them up in the camp and enjoy dinner with them and take them out fishing. And his one thing was to catch a big fish in Louisiana, all the way from Ohio. And I got to tell you, it was successful. If you check out my Facebook page, you'll see a picture. He was very tired after he caught it. It was a big bull red. And believe me, we worked for that fish. We went through a ton of hard heads and gaff top catfish, finally found a current line. We're going to talk to Ryan more about it, but when we'll get Miguel on the air when that TV show prepares to air. And you'll see the one about the crabs coming up first, and then we'll do that fish of a lifetime trip. And he so badly wanted his mother to catch one, and the next day they did, and they sent me some pictures of that too. So congratulations to both of them. They had a wonderful time, and took them a little bit of worry and the normal drudgery that they go through in that situation, and kind of forgot all about that. That was the last care they had while we were out there fishing with Captain Ryan. And what a generous guy he is, and many of the people who have offered their time and their resources to just make one day a whole lot better in the life of some of these children. All right, we're also going to talk to Britton Martinolich. He caught a big mahi-mahi. The kids got it, the 13-year-old with the big bull red, and 11-year-old Britton caught a winning, and he competed against some pretty darn good fishermen to win the category for the mahi-mahi, which, if you're not familiar with that fish, it's also called a dolphin or a dorado, and it's a beautiful fish, quite tasty as well. And this one earned him a title at the Billfish Tournament over in Orange Beach, and we'll talk to him about that too. So we got a lot to do. We got Captain Mike Gallo coming up next for you paddlers. Brendan Bayard's going to join us. And Captain Ryan and I will tell you again how you can cast your vote and have your voice heard if you are in favor of switching to a north-south duck hunting zone. And whatever we choose in Louisiana, we're going to have to live with it for the next five seasons after this one. We'll talk to you about all of that right after this pause. We're coming back after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And on the Bayou, Born on the Bayou Report is brought to you by, let's say a little trivia here. I know y'all are going to get it. Who would you call if you run out of fuel? You're out there fishing and all of a sudden your tank goes dry. Who's going to bring you fuel? Who's going to tow you in if you got some type of a serious problem with your engine, or if it's just an electrical problem where you need a jump start? Who are you going to call? Yeah, you're right if you said CETOW. That's them. AAA on the water's another name for them, and you can get signed up. $249 gets you a membership for a year where you get as many of these services as you might need. You pay nothing. Seto.com is one way to get signed up. I'll call my friend Captain Chris. He's at 504-301-4545. That's 301-4545, and he will sign you up for Seto. Captain Mike Gallo joins us now. And, Mike, I'm here at the St. Hubert Annex studio on the West Bank, and I'm looking at the sky, and I see red sky. And you know the old saying, red sky in the morning, sailors take warning, red sky at night, sailors delight. Is that something you live by?
I am familiar with that and have tested that theory, and it's like most of the weather. It's right sometimes and sometimes not.
Whoever wrote that must have been a professional meteorologist, that's for sure. Well, how you been dealing with these hot temperatures and pop-up storms and all this kind of stuff we had this week?
Well, obviously, you have your head on a swivel, looking for pop-up showers. I'm constantly looking at my weather radar on my GPS to make sure something doesn't block me from getting back to home, to my lodge. And you leave as early as you can and try to fish midday. And if it starts getting too hot, you either crank the boat up and make a run or you head back in. It's been pretty good fishing this week, concentrating in deeper passes. White trout have sort of ruled the day. There's plenty of those out there, and there's a few speckled trout mixed in with them. Wrigley's Pass, Unknown Pass, Bayou Thomas, Chef Pass, those have all had some white trout in them with a few speckled trout. You might catch 50 white trout and maybe 5 speckled trout. You may come across a flounder or two, you know, the usual suspects. There's catfish that we don't like to deal with, but sometimes they get mixed in there as well. You could have a storm chase you away, or you could finish your day, you know, locally in some of those deeper areas. Today we have good tide movement, so I certainly would think that pattern would continue.
Mike, we don't call you the forensic fisherman for nothing, because you have I don't know if you have it written down or it's just cataloged in your mind, but I know you have a lot of information that you've acquired, data over the years that you've been fishing. What do you say about the conditions of the water, which is more conducive to white trout than speckled trout? Or is it just a seasonal thing, time of years, which one you're going to find? Or when you pull up to a spot and you look at the water, the conditions, the clarity, the salinity, the movement, the depth, how are you more likely to find specks than white trout?
I would definitely say white trout tend to be on the bottom 80% of the time, whereas speckled trout could be on the bottom and they could be up on the surface depending on the time of the year. In this heat, obviously, they'll be further down on the bottom where the water is going to be cooler, have a higher oxygen content. That's just the way it is in the summer. Just like us, we want to be where it's cooler, in the shade, you know, where there's a breeze. So those things sort of fit together. It's just they're there or they're not. We don't intentionally look for them. You know, on occasion we have children that are willing to catch anything, and we may know where there's quite a few white trout. They're often just a bonus or a bycatch.
You know, Mike, I'm getting a lot of comments. We reran the Dutch's Corner piece, and a lot of people loved it. That's probably one of the more popular episodes we did. If somebody's headed up into that Biloxi Marsh looking for redfish, is that water just too hot, or can the redfish have a tolerance for it and you can catch a few in there?
Well, Don, you want moving water, and I would say first thing in the morning is going to be your best bet to catch them where it's shallow, and then just like the trout, as the water warms up, they'll move down the ledges and get into a little bit deeper water. Now, I always say redfish love 10 inches of water. So when I say they go deeper, that really doesn't have to be that deep. Could be 4 or 5 feet deep. But the movement of the water is the important thing, because that's where that water will get oxygenated. So you just want good moving water. They may be more in bayous with points as the water rolls around a point than they would be on a big flat where it's shallow near grass beds. So they'll definitely pull off of those grass beds and get in bayous where you have more current and deep waters closer by.
Mike, you know, when you're out there fishing in that marsh, a lot of time you see those pushes going along the bank. And there's a lot of species that do that. How do you distinguish if it's a redfish and worth throwing? Because you're out there hunting and traveling, and when you see that wake going across, you want to get a bait in front of it. How do you distinguish whether it's a garfish or a mullet or a sheephead as opposed to a redfish?
Redfish will make a different wake than a garfish. Now, look, even after my 20-plus years of casting out those redfish, I'll make mistakes, and you can have three mullet side by side coming down the shoreline, and it'll look very similar to a redfish. Most of the time, the redfish are territorial, and they'll go up and down the shoreline, and they'll chase other species away because they want to eat what's in that area. So generally, what's in there is going to be redfish if they're there. If you are seeing maybe a sheephead or a catfish, then that's a good tip that there may not be any redfish in that area. And you don't have to move far, maybe 50 or 100 yards down the bank to get away from those. But that is certainly one of the things that I do. If I'm fishing shrimp under a cork and we catch small catfish or even, say, a small croaker, that tells me there's not any redfish in the area to chase off those predators, because the redfish wants to eat everything. He not only wants to eat crabs that might be 3 inches in length, he wants to eat shrimp that are 2 inches in length. And he would chase a croaker out of there because that croaker may eat what he wants to eat. So they're pretty territorial. Generally, when you find them, it's usually just them in that area.
Yeah, sometimes it's what you don't find that is the key to successful fishing. Mike, we got you on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, AA of LA. You got a wealth of information, everything from what you offer to recipes for fish. If they want to give you a call and talk about getting in a late summer trip, especially for those kids because school is not that far away, tell them how to get you on the phone.
Very simple. You can reach me at 985-781-7811.
And bring your notebook with you and get some notes from our forensic fishermen. Always a pleasure, Mike. Take care, my friend. We'll see you next time.
All right, Don. We'll talk to you next week, and happy anniversary on 36 years.
Thank you very much.
You must have started when you were 20.
Well, I was actually 5. I was pretty sharp for a 5-year-old when I started this show.
I believe.
yeah, do that. All right, we come back after this. It's the report we put together for you paddlers, your kayakers, canoers, whatever, Tom Sawyer raft, if you like to paddle for your fish. Brendan Bayard joins us next with some advice and tips right here on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. And our paddler's report is a presentation of our friends, No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Drive. Now, get this, going on today, open up at 10, and they'll have at 10:30 a fly tying class for beginners and intermediates at the shop. That's going to be followed by a fishing gear swap at 12:30. That's also there at the store. You can come in and sell your old fishing tackle or look for some lightly used fishing tackle at the right price. Plus, they've also got some new outdoor gear, the latest fishing tackle for the local area, great apparel, and also give you more information about some fishing out of kayaks. And actually, you can pick them up over there, too. Stop by and see Justin. That's at No Wake Outfitters. Love that name. 1926 Airline Drive in Metairie. Brendan Bayard joins us. And good morning, Brendan. Got the Grand Isle Tarpon Rodeo going on this weekend. Tell us about some opportunities for the paddlers.
Yeah, Don, over there, without the crowds, I've been doing a good bit of fishing, and there's a lot of trout behind the island. I've been, the days that allow it, I go out to the beach, and the trout are a little bit better out there. But there's just a lot of trout everywhere, and, you know, you have to pick through a bunch of small fish. I don't know if that's because of the freeze we had at the beginning of the year that just kind of killed off some different size fish, but there's plenty of fish out there. You just have to kind of weed through them. You know, your kind of keeper ratio to catch ratio is maybe 1 to 3, 1 to 4, depending upon the day. I've been throwing a lot of top water just to try to weed out some of the smaller fish, but there's a lot of, you know, 8 inch to 10 inch fish out there. So, but you know, there's some reds out there. There's the bull reds are showing up in the passes. That's always fun in a kayak. We're probably going to get a lot of crabs now pretty soon on the beach. So if you like to bring your family out there and go crabbing, this is the time of year to start making plans to do that. That's really fun. You can, you know, bring the old pop-up tent. You can go wade fish and catch some trout and then set up some crab lines with the family and do that the rest of the day.
Brendan, for those bulls, you suggest throwing a mullet on the bottom, but if you're going to go artificial, what do you throw at those big bulls?
I like to fish a cobia-sized jig. I'll paddle around the pass with my depth finder on and almost, you know, just kind of hunting for those fish, and, you know, they'll light up underneath the underneath your kayak, and you'll kind of pass through schools of them. They just kind of come and go all day long. Occasionally they'll blow up on the surface and you'll just see kind of a big, you know, patch kind of erupt, you know, either in the distance or, you know, sometimes right up underneath you. And, you know, always kind of keep your eyes, you know, close to the water, and you'll, every once in a while, you'll just see maybe a school of three or four kind of pass by and you're like, whoa, what was that? And then you look at your depth finder and you find yourself on top of 1,000 of them, and you just drop down and hook up and take a ride. It's fun. My kids love to do that.
Yeah, I had a big blow up on my big gaudy cork, and I was wishing I had a hook on the cork. A big bull red came up and blew it out the water. It's fun to fish them like that. Well, now, for people that have signed up for the Star Rodeo, CCA Star, and they're fishing in the kayak division, there's an opportunity out there.
Yeah, you know, most of the time you look at the Star standings, and, you know, those things kind of fill up, you know, in the beginning of the summer, but there's a unique opportunity over in the Southeast Division, which includes Grand Isle, Leeville, and Fouchon and all that area. And it's only, you know, 2.5 right now. So I think there's a good opportunity to go out there and catch yourself a nice, you know, 21, you know, inch fat trout and, you know, place in that division. So, you know, go cast net some pogies in the morning and throw some top waters and do everything you can to catch a big trout. And you never know, you could end up with something, earn you first place in the kayak division.
Very good. Brendan, thanks so much for the report. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you on your next round.
All right. Thanks, Don. Take care.
All right. There he goes, Brendan Bayard, one of our four paddling reporters. All right, we got five bad boys of the outdoors. They're from South Mississippi, went to Illinois, and they were not well behaved. We'll tell you their story right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, getting to some of our text messages, as many as we can. Here's the top of the morning. As usual, I'm listening as I do every Saturday morning. You have given us older outdoorsmen who can't get out too much anymore something to look forward to throughout the many years, just like when I would wake up without an alarm clock and getting ready to go fishing or hunting with my dad. Congratulations on the 30-plus years of the greatest and most informative outdoor show. Thank you very much. God bless our dear friend, Dutch, who was a dear friend of my dad. Take care and be safe. That's from our friend, Gus. Thanks for the compliment, Gus. Old man Sam's in Hammond. He's doing some canning this morning with light rain going on over there. Here's one that says, I want to let everybody know, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries is hosting a free intermediate catfishing program today at 2 o'clock, Park Natchitoches. And there are some open slots for walk-ups. Good father and son fishing. 2 o'clock, Park Natchitoches. Be there if you got a chance. Dixie George from Dixie Hunting Club. He's thanking for all the years of work. And then I've got this one from my hunting buddies, Dean and his dog, Latte, who is a sister of my dog. Happy anniversary and thanks for everything and information. And Dean can't wait. Can't come too soon before we get behind those dogs and point up a few birds. Here's one that says, Don, you are right. If you want to win a fishing tournament, enter. Case in point, 1966. My parents and I went to the Grand Isle Tarpon Rodeo. My mom caught a big swordfish. If she had signed up, she would have been second place. You never know what could happen. That is so right. And we got a happy 36 from the Swamp Trapper. Old man Sam says they got a red sky to the east and a rainbow to the west. What does that mean? God bless Mother Nature. Let's see. We got this one, loving the show up here in South Dakota. My 15th year listening. Happy anniversary. That's from George. George, I sure miss my trips to South Dakota. Maybe I'll get a chance to get up there this season. Here's one says, the rainbow is a double rainbow in the southwest sky. That's got to be good news. And Salt in Mandeville says, I hunt the North Shore, so I'm in the east zone. I would personally like to see them extend the season for duck hunting through February. Well, that's impossible. The feds don't allow that. For the last few years, seems like most of the ducks aren't even here until late January. I can't speak for the guys further south, but this is just what I've noticed for my area. All right, we're going to talk to Ryan Lambert more about those zones for Louisiana's duck hunting and how you can get involved and have your voice heard if it was not in the survey. And I got a story about five bad boys from South Mississippi next, after we pause 10 seconds for our local stations to tell you who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque radio network. Well, five Mississippi men have been sentenced for not having non-resident hunting license and admitting to using spotlights to illegally take whitetail deer in four Illinois counties, and Lacey Act violations, which involves interstate transportation of illegal game. The court documents show that between 2018 and 2022, this went on for some 4 years, these poachers would use spotlights to find deer in four counties in Illinois. Once they located the deer, they get a rifle, spotlight it, shoot it, and later return to collect the carcass, all for the greedy purpose of bootlegging, mounting, and displaying trophy animals back in Mississippi. And if you want to see a picture of their trophy room, check out my Facebook page. All five of these guys had a worldwide hunting ban put on for the length of their probations. That's right. They cannot hunt anywhere in the world. They're not welcome. And their restitution goes to the Illinois Conservation Police Fund, and the fines will go to the Lacey Act reward account, which is handled by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. So pleading guilty to one count of conspiracy to violate that Lacey Act, sentenced to probation for 5 years and a $2,000 restitution, 56-year-old Stephen J. Piquet of Biloxi. Guilty of unlawful transport of wildlife, another Lacey Act violation, a 5-year probation, and a $5,000 restitution, as well as a $2,500 fine, is 40-year-old Gerald B. Moran of Soche. Guilty of one count of unlawful transport of the Lacey Act, sentenced to 3 years probation in order to pay $7,500 in restitution, as well as $2,500 fine, 30-year-old Joshua A. Marshall of Soche. Guilty of one count of unlawful transport of wildlife and violating the Lacey Act, sentenced to 5 years in order to pay $10,000 in restitution, as well as a $5,000 fine, is 57-year-old John M. Pritchard of Biloxi. And finally, guilty of one count of unlawful transport of wildlife violating the Lacey Act and sentenced to probation for 5 years, including 12 months of home detention and location monitoring, plus $75,000 in restitution and a $10,000 fine. That's for 54-year-old Lee J. Johnson of Soche, Mississippi, making total cash confiscations in the amount of $119,500 for our five Mississippi no longer welcome to hunt in Illinois or anywhere else in the world, bad boys of the outdoors. Oh, boy, I'm talking some serious restitution. If you look at that picture and look at some of the deer they got, boy, there are some horses in there. And it was for no other reason just to get them back and mount them and, I guess, brag about them. But they were finally brought to justice. All right, we come back after this break. We're going to talk to Captain Ryan Lambert, our plastic man, about a great trip he and I shared with a mother and her son with a terminal illness. It's called Fish of a Lifetime. And also, it's the two-minute warning if you're a Louisiana duck hunter and you support a north-south season for the next 5 years. Details ahead on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, he goes by the name the Plastic Man, but he had shrimp on his hands this week on a very special fishing trip with a young lady named Arabella and her 13-year-old son, Miguel, who is a terminal leukemia patient, and he wanted to catch the fish of a lifetime. They made the trip from Ohio down to Burris, Louisiana, and Captain Ryan Lambert made it happen. Thank you so much, Ryan. I wish I would have been there on the day after when she finally caught her fish, because, boy, he sure wanted her to catch one, didn't he? I think he wanted her to catch one as much as he did.
He loved his mama, that little boy. He was 11 years old, but I tell you what, he wanted his mama to catch a fish bad. So we got her a big bull the second day, and she didn't want another one after, just like him. You know, so we got that one, the bull, okay, you want to get another one? No, I don't want no part of that.
I think his was a little bigger than hers.
Yeah, it was. You know, his was about 38 inches. It was 21-inch girth. That was a big old fatty. So
he was happy. They were all happy. She was. I enjoyed her. She was a trooper, boy. I didn't care if it rained. We got a little bit of rain the second day and lightning. And, man, I was running for my life for a little while. And then we took a good boat ride and found some fish. But it was fun.
Yeah, that's a great thing to offer to people who go, you know, you think you have problems and then you see these situations, and to give them one day where that's the last thing on their mind, it's certainly worthwhile.
And they came on him just on a camping trip. All of a sudden he got sick, and next thing you know, he's in ICU, and next thing you know, he's fighting for his life. So, you know, we got problems, but sometimes we don't have the problems that we think we got.
Yeah, well, thanks again for making that happen for him, and that'll be upcoming. I think next month we're going to be running that on a Bayou Wild show, and we'll show that fight that he put out. He fought that fish really good, too.
He really did. He took the casting really good, but
yeah.
Carmen says if you give, you get back. So we do every one of those things that's offered to us, we do them. So it's a great thing to do.
I know you do, and we had a little help from above, I think, because it was not easy finding those redfish. But those current lines, that seems to be the ticket. You know, if you can't find them along the shorelines, you find those current lines, and they're cruising around in there. Well, Ryan, I wanted to spend some time talking about, we're in the two-minute warning now for duck hunters. You know, a lot of people, I don't know how those random surveys went out. There were 66,000 of them to HIP holders, which includes dove hunters, you know, and people that don't even hunt ducks. 11,000 of those were non-residents, or they didn't hunt ducks. So they only had 8,900, about 9,000 responses on a very important issue of what type of zoning and splits will we have for the next 5 years. They offered four options. The biologists, based on the results of that survey, are recommending option A, which is same old, which is an east and west zone, which puts Venice, Louisiana, and Shreveport, Louisiana, both of those in the west zone, which Venice is the furthest place from the west. The one that you and I have talked to so many people, have gotten so much response, that did not get an opportunity to have their voices heard, are looking for what was option D, which is a north-south zone for the coastal zone. And again, we've talked about this, but explain why it's significant and important to have a coastal zone different from the north.
Because we're tidal, and if you're out there and the tide is under -3, you can't get to your blind. Or if it's -3 coming, you know, it starts at, you know, it'll be low tide at 10 o'clock or so. If you get to your blind at 6 in the morning, within 6:30, 7 o'clock, your decoy is laying on the side. And the ducks know the tides, believe it or not, they know. So they're going offshore. As soon as you come into the marsh, everything goes out to the Gulf. And it's not coming in till the tide comes in right at dark or late that evening if you would get a chance to go out there. And it's just not conducive to doing so. I mean, you're tearing up your equipment. There's 26 days that we can't even hunt this year. And let me tell you what's probably going to happen in the next few years. And it's federally mandated that you can only do this every 5 years. You can change the zones. So being the duck numbers are going down drastically in the last 3 years, and if they continue to do so with the drought in the north, we're going to have to go to a conservative hunting season, just like we did for tealwood, from 16 days to 9 days, because they dropped below 1.4 million teal, blue-winged teal. So everything is federally mandated. So when the duck numbers of mallards go down a certain thing, then we have to go to a conservative season, which is going to be 30 or 40 days with three or four ducks. And if they do so, the people in Shreveport, and I don't blame them, they want to go all the way to the end of the month because they got a better chance of getting some mallards later in the season. Well, in January, we don't have any tides. So if they make a 30-day season and we can hunt six of it, guess what? We don't get to hunt. So this is our last chance to get this changed before, you know, because it's 5 years. We can't change it after that for the next 5 years. So I urge everyone to go on the Don's website, click on the link, just put your name on the thing saying you want option D, we want these negative tides, because the meeting is August 7th at the Wildlife and Fisheries Commission. And I urge everybody that can go to go and voice their opinion, because if we don't get this done, we're in grave jeopardy of not having a duck season down south.
That's true, because we could get stuck with that three birds 30-day season in any of those 5 years based on the mallard count. Well, you and I plan to be there August 7th. Maybe some other folks can come, but if not, all they need to do is access that letter at dontheoutdoorsguy.com. The whole letter is there. The email addresses for each commission is there, and you can just simply shoot them an email and voice your opinion. Now, if you don't agree with North-South, you can say that too. Everybody's got their opinion, but I think that when the biologist and the commissioners, if they hear from enough people, that they'll react, and hopefully we can get that set. Ryan, thanks for doing that, and again, thanks so much for that trip, and I would say to anybody that's considering a charter service to go fishing with, if you look at a guy that makes his resources available to children, terminally ill children and their families, and he does it with a good heart, do you think he'd give you a good fishing trip? Absolutely. Thanks again, Ryan, and tell him how to get you on the phone.
Yeah, they can just call me direct at 504-559-5111, and I got a stable of guys you won't believe, so we'll make it happen.
Very good. Thank you, Ryan. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, buddy.
There he goes, our plastic man. All right, coming back after this, we're going to talk to another young man. This young man is 11 years old. Caught a first-place mahi-mahi in a big tournament in Alabama. He's going to relive it and tell you how he did it, where he did it, and what actually he earned by doing it. He's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And we have a champion joining us right now. I'm talking about the winner of the Dolphin or mahi-mahi category in the Blue Marlin Grand Championship that took place in Orange Beach, Alabama, Team Grocery Isle, Britton. Martin Olich joins us now. And Britton, thank you for joining us on the show. And boy, what a fish that was, a 25.4-pound dolphin. Tell us a story of how you found the fish and how you caught it.
We were trolling by a rig just trying to fish for marlin. And we find a buoy and we start trolling by it. And huge marlin comes on and it starts jumping everywhere. And it took me about 8 minutes to reel it in.
Eight minutes. I tell you what, those are some beautiful fish. But, you know, what happens to them when you first put them on the boat, they've got all those green and blue and yellow iridescent colors. And then once they get on ice, they fade.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. What were you using for bait?
I think it was a cigar minnow that was on. I think we just tossed out a pitch bait.
You know, those fish can be acrobatic. Did you get some jumps out of him?
Oh, yeah. He was jumping everywhere.
Yeah, that was great. And I tell you, tell me about your Team Grocery Isle. You guys had some other winners on the boat, too, didn't you?
Yes, sir. My Uncle Donnie, he caught the winning marlin.
Yeah, we had him on last week to talk about that story. That was a very very lucrative fish to catch, over $400,000 was worth. But I'll tell you what, that was quite a catch that you made, and that's an exciting fish and one that a lot of people have never had the opportunity to catch. I caught one that actually won the CCA Star years and years ago, and it was just maybe a little bit under the size of the one you caught, but yours was massive. What a beautiful fish. Do y'all clean and eat those dolphins? That's a great tasting fish, too.
Yes, we do.
When are you guys going fishing again?
I think we have another tournament during August, but I don't think I can go because of school.
Oh, yeah, they got that old thing called school. What a shame.
Well,
Britton, where do you go to school, Britton?
E.D. White, Catholic High.
Okay, yeah, you guys got some pretty good athletic teams. You play any sports over there?
Baseball and soccer.
Baseball and soccer, yeah, it's a good combination. Well, you're also a great fisherman, and you're on your way, very young age of 11, to catch and win first place in that category for the dolphin or mahi-mahi. Congratulations again, and hopefully you can get back and catch a whole bunch more fish.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Britton. All right, there he goes, the winner of the Blue Marlin category. He fished against some real competitors, too. That's not an easy tournament to win. A lot of good fishermen, a lot of good boat teams. All right, well, we're about done here. Let's see if we can get maybe a text or two in here. We've got one that says, I listen to your show every week. My dad, an avid Texas hunter, taught me to love the outdoors and would have loved listening to your show. And it says, happy anniversary. Wish you many more successful years. That's from a hunter's daughter. And Big E, wondering if the plastic man ever used artificial catalpa worms for socolay, brim, and panfish. I bet you he did. I'll ask him that next week. And here's one says, all my duck hunting friends never received anything on this survey for duck hunting. Our waterfowl department seems like a circus at times. Really disgusting. Seems like they have the wrong people in place. Well, you can have your voice heard on that survey, even though you didn't get the survey. Go to my website. Check it out. It's right there on the front page. Click it on, and you'll get that form letter. It's all there. All you need to do if you agree with it is sign it and send it to those addresses there. And if you can, plan to make that August 7th meeting at 9:30 in Baton Rouge on Quail Drive at Wildlife and Fisheries Headquarters. Myself and Captain Ryan plan on being there. Well, that's going to wrap it up. Hope you get a chance to get out there. We got a lot of stuff going on. We covered a lot of ground. The fish are biting. The weather's somewhat cooperative. And we got hunting seasons to look forward to. I'm headed to Bro Bridge. I'm going to be speaking to some of the members of the Louisiana Taxidermy Association. Get a chance to see some old friends and meet some new ones there. And that's what you can get to do on this show. Hope you'll join us again next week as we begin our 36th year of the outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.